He probably hasn't hit his macros for the day yet. Bye-bye. Oh, And that may also be, yes. Right. But someone's got to sleep in it. Whoa. Indeed. We feel that, yes. You want us to go in on it. Maryland. Either. There's a bidet. Baltimore. Jesus. Okay, now see, that actually is making a little bit of sense. I think it's a sewing machine, yeah. Probably not. It's on wheels, so they're probably going to take it with them. It's on page 28, or photo 28, I should say. Guys, I'm feeling like George's house search is going really poorly, and this is his new pitch. I'm pretty sure it's a sewing machine. Look at the thing in the right in the front left corner. I was going to say, I do like that. Yeah. It is a little high on the budget end, yeah. Yeah, but it's a lot pricier, though. That's the problem. That is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Holy. Preliminary estimates suggest the potential for 12 residential units. What's the average going rate for a village? That's crazy. Well, Josh, I think that I'm not sure people are doing it, and that's why this is here. That's fair. That's fair. Oh no. There's a refrigerator in this room. There's nothing else. Wait, but why is there no ceiling, but there's a refrigerator? Heavy breathing. It looks weathered. I mean, what? How did that happen? I think the guy by me was done by then, but I'm not positive. Yeah, the Gilgo Beach killer was in my town. Yeah. Yeah, kind of tough. Not a good look for the town. We have a really bad reputation because of that guy, and we're known as being a very MAGA type town, and depending on who you are, people don't like that either. I don't understand people. It's just. Just clowning them right now. I thought we were having a business meeting. The first thing I want to do is more of a, mental action. You described a blue, like, flash of light that came from these people as they expired, and I want to think about that and see if I know anything about that. That's kind of gross, but I will make a crafting check. What module was that? I received a 27, which I'm fairly certain is a success, but do you mind sharing with us the level 6 level? Oh, sorry. Okay, never mind. Let's just keep rolling. Crushed it. So they're not real people, or all right, well, what do I know about the ones at Belvedere? We've got constructed people. Okay. Good to know. I guess. Guess I should join. All right. I am now a quick identifier. So it only takes 1 minute. Rock. Let's go. Okay. You know we roll in that occultism. Looks like I got a 31. I didn't see a die roll on the screen, but it's in the chat. All right. It's just a rock he was holding. Can I use detect magic and I can ignore stuff, right? It's magic, but it don't do nothing. All right, I gotta figure out this rock, guys. There's something going on, but I haven't quite gotten it yet. I could put it in my magic sleeve. Yeah, well, the options are my sleeve or a regular bag. I put it in my sleeve. What was the color of the rock? Green. Non. Oh no, we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna figure it out. It's green, non-distinctly magic rock. Boots. That's so interesting. We'll do Arcana. Twenty-six for me, 35 to aid. So I get a 28 instead, which I don't think. Whoa. Bennix, I've got these heels. Put these on your feet. Put them on your shoes. We need you to get in and out of places right quick. That's bad parenting. No shoes. I'm down 7 points. I did take the heel. Yeah, it seems like We made an ally too, which is nice. Yeah, sure. Oh, I think, yes. Well, we got to keep it safe, that's for sure. Currently, it's in my magical sleeve with the weird rock. If we really wanted to be like kind of crazy, we could go after another one. I don't really think that's necessary, but we do have a little bit of information on that. Yeah. Of too many more folks, right? I don't love it either. No, I'm open to other options for sure. We could probably ask Ginny to construct a safe or something like that, or we could get a safe. I mean, probably depends on how nice of a safe you want. Is there a locate object type spell? If someone's using Pinpoint to find this thing, we're already screwed. That's not a bad idea. Just a little cement wouldn't be too much. Nye. We do have a pretty big car. I mean, how many seats do we have in our current car? Isn't it a three row? So we could easily fit the four of us and an Ionic. No, because we don't want people to know that we have access. Honestly, not bad. You don't need a license to drive a burger. Well, Ilmari's still not here, which is concerning. My grandma definitely does not want to go. Do you, so wait, just let's get a baseline here. Do you have more than five siblings? Whoa. Anyway, so besides Anai and Anak, there are only three other people here, and one of them is Omari, who's not around. I'm actually not even sure why he's here at all. Because but also, according to my notes, he is unconcerned with the Void Song just at all. Which begs the question of that is why we are here. But anyway, that's. Well, the car's got two open seats right now. And maybe more if we, fit the trunk to be, passenger worthy. We could ask that lady that makes the honey, while we're naming people we're familiar with. Yeah, he. Right. Well, if. So you've got some really far-reaching, like, multinational business plan here. International, I should say. Wow. On a smaller scale than that, if we did want to make money, two potential options. We could go back to Copperjaw, although I don't know, we could be beyond that at this point. Another option is we do still have an inn at the Velvet Mark, and we could, perhaps get involved with them, do some work for them. Well, we could kind of feel it out. Those are my top two things for money. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not in a rush. Let's go home for sure. No, we were just talking, so. Sorry. Thanks. If we keep telling him to cook them less, eventually it'll work. I want to build a staff. Correct. Level 5, I believe. Yeah. I do. It would be mental. That I do not know. I haven't. I will craft it. Yeah. Okay. This should work, but you never know. I'm seeing 26. In crafting, I'm trained. Like years? Sure. Do this, and the staves definitely don't have their own. Right. Yeah, not really worth it. So we'll just blow it. 160, is that right? It depends on, I think, your level of crafting and. Sure. Wait. Give me just a second. Yeah, you know what? I don't know how I wanted that to be pronounced. I think Adal is probably correct. Yeah. That's my dad. God, that's not good. He sent it here to this address? Oh, I shouldn't have went to the frickin' library. All right, let's open it. Or wait, it just has a callback number. Guys, I'm in trouble with my parents. So we gotta go there? Oh gosh. Guys, I don't. No, I don't need you to speak to my father. The question is, do I speak to my father? Because, like, if he's wants me to call because he's concerned about me, I don't really want to get involved in that. But if he wants me to call because something else happened, I mean, that's going to eat away at me. What if my mom is sick? He's a pretty good guy. It's re My grandmother is the scary one. No, my grandpa died. Yeah. Right. Okay, I guess I gotta call them. We're gonna start with a private conversation, and maybe we'll have everyone say hello if things go well. Sometimes Tanner forgets the level of technology that's in this world, and the fact that there's phones is something I didn't really realize. Yes, hello. Yes. Okay. We'll do it in Foundry, right? We'll do it in Foundry. Is this to determine who's on the phone? I got a 29. What's going on? What, I got your fax. Yeah, no, I'm doing great. Yeah. Oh, does everybody know where I am? No, I haven't spoken to anybody. I was well, I thought I was hiding. Yeah, I kind of made a bad move there, I guess. This is what we're supposed to do. This is what we always did. She left too? It was kind of an overlapping circumstance. Whoa. I mean, she's supposed to be working with grandma. She'd be the last one I would expect to disappear. Is grandma okay? Right. Yeah. I mean, I'll definitely keep an ear out for her. Do you guys know anything about the people who broke in? I mean, sorry, can you say that one more time, Dad? Right. Do you know when these people started kind of kicking around? I would keep them in your sights. They sound dangerous. Real quick before we move on, Benny started to talk a little bit about his own conversation. I don't think you said out loud, Mike, about the them finding a keystone there, or did you? Oh, okay. I, 'cause you did, Josh, you said green. Okay. I mean, not what I would consider around. The wilds. It's a little different. I mean, it's possible that somebody from Belvedere found the keystone, brought it to Belvedere, and then it was stolen. All right. I'll keep an eye out for her, Dad, for sure. If she's running with these people, and if she's involved with this break-in, there is a chance that I'll see her, but it won't be for a couple months. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess thank you for letting me do my thing out here. I've learned more and grown more in the last couple months than I did in years, in my last couple years back home. And I have this feeling in my in the back of my head that this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Right. All right, that makes sense. Right. Well, things are good for now. I'm in a good spot. I don't think she'll ever let me leave again. Right. You got to be careful too, Dad. Some of the stuff I've learned recently that name Harold, I don't know a lot about it, but from what I do know, it seems like it's dangerous. It could be some outside influence going on with those people. It might be more than just a group with a common goal. Yeah. Do you know why they call themselves singers? Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's all really good to know, believe it or not. I'll do my best to help as well. You know, if she finds me, I'll let you know for sure. Before I let you go, some friends that I've made recently are in the other room and they really wanted to say hi. Is that something you would want, or are you not really interested in that? No, actually, one of them is nobility in a way, so. And I'll kind of like, I guess, yell out the room, like, all right, you guys can come in if you want and say hi to my dad. Talk soon. Guys, we got a big problem. Apparently, my sister has gotten involved with a group at Belvedere, kind of rebel group, if you will. Called the Singers of the Herald's Star, which is bad in every word is bad, except for maybe of. They want to destroy the nobility, which is bad, but the worst part of it is the Herald. Yeah, my family's pretty notable at Belvedere, yeah. And a little bit elitist at times. I'm sorry about that, Johnny. I didn't mean for my dad to talk down to you like that. But he doesn't really know you, you know? That's actually very possible. Apparently, she's been hanging out with these people, and she disappeared at the same time that the break-in happened. So, yes, yeah, the break-in that happened 2 days ago, yeah. Joe. Now we have confirmation that Pyre is not the only new individual that is harmonizing. Right. Well, by all accounts, the Void Song is still first. Which I guess is neither here nor there, but... I don't understand. No, he just noted that it coincided with my sister's disappearance. So it could be. I don't know. I don't want to fight her. I don't understand what... No. I just don't get why she would get involved with these people. It doesn't make sense. But my family's minds are supposed to be their strongest asset. It's just a little worrying, that's all. Right. The Singers of the Herald Star. Great. I finished my staff. Okay. So it gets one cantrip and two level one spells, I believe. The cantrip is just going to be message because it's the only one I have that's mental and that's not really what I was doing it for. But the spells are going to be soothe, which is mental, believe it or not, and phantom pain. Indeed. Occult. So the staff is made out of like a light wood. kind pretty like smooth and uniform, like almost quarter staff like, except it does have towards the top a outcropping perch for Othello. And it's got painted onto it a bunch of dots, like very small dots, like pointillism style, mostly black with a little bit of blue here and there. And it's got like a kind of optical illusion type effect to it, like the dots kind of blur, and like sometimes if you stare at it, it's like, are they moving? They're not, you know, that kind of thing. Phantom Pain. Lark. Oh. This is unexpected. I mean, how are you here? What? So the judge brought you back to us, back to the world. Wow. I don't think he's here. No, probably not. Right. Well, death can be traumatic. Well, Argyle, it's a relief to know that you made it back to us. From what we had heard, it seemed like your soul had kind of passed into the beyond, whatever that may be. Right. Me. No, I didn't die. Johnny, in a last moment of heroics, helped me to escape. Yeah, we did not. We did. All right. Yeah, I mean, we're still kind of trying to understand the Void Song as well. It's kind of ever persistent. No. Josh, he's a child. He's got a small bladder. He just has to go to the bathroom. Yeah, there's probably some more eggs. We've been trying to get them to be better. I think the cook time goes down by 8 to 10 seconds a day. So they're. Yeah. Well, the eggs are overcooked, not undercooked, so. Right. And we get pretty, you know, regular shipments of eggs, so that it's not like they're old eggs. Benny's young, you know, sometimes maybe he needs a little help or something, I don't know. I don't think so. And if not, something I've been working on recently, I made this staff. I painted it. No, it's an illusion in the like most basic sense, not even in the magical sense. So, but it is fascinating. Yeah, you know, the bouncing around on my shoulder. This might be better or worse. I'm not sure. No, it's pretty light wood, but thank you. You know, we've just been trying to learn stuff. We've learned there's like a lot of factions kind of at play in the world right now. It's like pretty crazy. And we still really haven't figured out too much about these Pyre folks. I know you probably remember we were trying to figure that out. I think I do think I personally I would like to investigate them a little more heavily, and that's one of the things we haven't really done. But yeah, there's this whole harmony thing that at first it seemed like the Void Song was the only one. You know, maybe it's not. Well, there's the Ember Call. You know, that's what Pyre's up to, and and we heard a weird story about a Strider in Istria that started making weird noises that could have been a harmony. I'm not sure. That's pretty far away. No, you know, harmonies, like the Void Song. Harmonies. Yeah, you've heard it. You know. Awesome. Nice one. Yeah, we've just been kind of, you know, catching up. I was showing him my staff. And I told him that we're still kind of working on the whole Ember Call Pyre thing. No, just that there's a lot of stuff going on. Yes. But we did get it back, but now she doesn't really want us to use it anymore. Thanks. Oh, you would think, you would think. I smack the trunk and I go, this baby can fit so much gas in it. I cannot believe that you're out for Arctosis for him to become a drug dealer. Probably a little shake of the head, no, in terms of kill. You look different, you sound different, and can you just help us understand why that is? To the same body or a different one? That's fair. You feel like your memories from before your death have been obscured? See, this is good to know. This is really good progress. Thank you for saying that. And if you could expand on that at all, we would really appreciate it. Okay. Now that tracks. He said that a lot before. You will admit that you have lost a part of yourself in the event. So there was a less holy part that's been expunged. And where, what's the name of the place that you said the judge tore you from? Do you have any leads? You believe the other half of Argyle is going voidward. Is the other half the one that smokes the myrrh? Or was that? It was both. That. Oh, mostly for this half. In a way, it's humanizing, really. So I prefer that. Now I have a question. Will you know this other half when you see it? Will it also look kind of like you? And you woke up by the river. Yeah, right. No, that makes sense. Thanks. All right, let's go home. At least one for sure. No, mostly we made battle. Whoa. We need some kind of proof that Argyle's actions are sanctioned by the judge and the scale and not some other more confounding entity. We're going all the way up the ladder, right to the judge. Is there somewhere we can go where there are other people from the judge that can verify that this is all on the up and up and she was kind of mean to you about your manner of speaking. If this is legit, from the scale, I know, but if it is, then that's okay. Well, if you're not from the scale, it matters who you are from. He's on a fully sanctioned mission. I mean, your goal is to understand the Void Song, right? Same as us. Right. Yeah, but my dad said it's okay. Today specifically, no. Yeah, I mean, if you'll submit yourself to a, a demonic presence check, that would give some peace of mind, I suppose. All right. We'll get everybody checked for a demonic presence. And then hopefully, we could find a way to move forward. The Inquisitors. Well, that was Arctos and the host. No. He's cleared to not charges of any crimes. Well, Anzu's feeling is that if he is truly aligned with the judge, then he's probably not aligned with any of the six, outer gods, the dangerous ones, and that's good enough for now. I think we're gonna make it all work. You know, gotta build a little bit of trust back, and I think that, in a way, Argyle's a victim. I mean, half of his mind was torn from him, and now he's trying to piece himself back together. He's confused. Rats. You'd be level 12 and probably kill us right now. Untraceable. Whoa. My dad looks like a bird. Yeah. My dad was calling. He's like, "You missed a bunch of payments, Anzu." That's tough. I think it's because he's the knowledge guy. Indeed. Just gotta clear the demon thing and then we're all good. No, please don't bring me to my grandmother. She's very strict. All right.